Welcome back to the Greg Tisch Show here on Freedom 93.3. Just joining us, I've got Matt Thompson from, you just basically own Madison Street now. It's just, that's how much business you guys do or how many businesses you have down there. What you've done has just been amazing. And not only have you done just great business with your businesses, but your outreach to the community has been just absolutely incredible through the years. And I want to personally thank you and your entire staff for all the great work that you guys do.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
I know it all started with Madison Social and, you know, football games. If you haven't been to a football game at Madison Social, you need to head down. Not only is the music great.
It is.
But the atmosphere is just, we've just kind of created something fun.
Yeah, we believe in being fans first. Mm-hmm. So like tonight, a certain running back wasn't invited to the Heisman up in New York City. So you will not be able to watch the Heisman presentations on our screens.
I think that's an absolutely wonderful idea. And I saw where you posted that on social media yes. earlier this week. And that's absolutely amazing. Let's talk about what's going on Madison Street. So you've closed it down from Gay Street all the way down to Woodward?
From Lorene all the way down.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
Lorene to Woodward.
So you can still get in the parking garage
there.
Still,
yep. And it is a 17-foot, closer to 20 when you look at it because of the stand, thanks to Tallahassee Nurseries. Got to give them a shout out. 17-foot Christmas tree. I mean, the thing is an absolute beast. And I have no idea how we got the star on it for tonight. I think we just kind of played horseshoes and threw it up there. But we were shutting down the road, and basically who else is involved? Coca. Coca's coming mm-hmm. out and doing a holiday card decorating. Challenger Learning Center's involved with their nitrogen station. Target Mail came out, print and mail, is doing ornament decorating station. My mom made over 1,000 sugar cookies.
Poor woman.
And so kids and people can decorate cookies.
That's the important thing, kids.
Yes. Yeah, it's a family-friendly event. So, we are going to give out hot chocolate, but we'll also have for adults spiked hot chocolate.
Nice.
And
we're going to need it. It's a little chilly out there today.
Yeah, and it's a free event for the community. And it's something that we've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And since now that we have a little bit more control of the block, it is something that we spearheaded and we made sure that we set up. And again, everything is free. Spiked hot chocolate will cost you a little bit, but other than that, everything's free.
Now we're starting an hour and a half. We're going to head down right after we're finished because we got to get all the music set up and everything. So from 4 to 8, but this is what we really want to emphasize again, is this is a kid friendly event. That what you've envisioned is something for, like you said, for the entire community to come out with all these activities that are going on. So you're not just standing around. We'll have great music playing. Come around, get your autograph.
Yeah, I don't know about autograph, but yeah, my kids are going to be out there. We invited the baseball team, the football team, the whole night. I mean, it is a 100% kid-friendly event.
Now, there's plenty of parking that's around in Collegetown. I know that there's been that the Democrat has done articles about parking in Collegetown and how bad it is. There's a new parking garage that's right, I guess, to the side of Madison Social and Centrale. Just pull in there. You can even download the app.
Right.
And it's just, I parked there an entire football season. I never had a problem parking there. And I would show up 2 hours before the game and find a parking spot somewhere in that parking garage. And it's a very short walk. I mean, literally 50 feet.
Right.
To the Madison Social and the Centrale areas. Another 50 feet, 75 feet to the actual area. Now, is it going to be closer to Woodward or closer? Where's the tree?
Closer to Woodward. So the tree is right across the street from Centrale.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the whole part that's blocked off is closer to Woodward. So the tree will be kind of at the end. And, I forgot a huge thing. Santa. We got Santa
yeah.
coming out. So Santa's going to come out and kids and probably some adults are going to sit on Santa's lap and tell them what you want for Christmas.
And then right after that, we've got a pub crawl going on for the.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You know, so why not layer on a pub crawl later on? So as we wind down from the family-friendly event, we start picking up with Santahassee. Santahassee is a Tallahassee Brew District event.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll start at Madison Social / Township, and then you'll go to Brass Tap, to Grasslands, and to Proof. And so the whole deal, and you can walk up and you can feel free to register. It's $25. You get five pints for $25 on this pub crawl.
You're listening to the Greg Tisch Show here on Freedom 93.3, and we're talking about beer, and it's making me miss beer. We're talking about what's going on later on this afternoon and this evening at Township and around the College Town area. And I've got Matt Thompson in studio with me, and I'm ready to go. It's been awesome watching all this planning and everything, but now for it to come together, and I'm just ready for it.
I'm excited about my special hat. So
yeah, your special hat. Now let's see. Huge Christmas tree, lots of lights. Did you get a Clark Griswold Chicago Bears hat?
Clark Griswold Chicago Bears hat, which will be perfect for when I do the universal symbol. Officially, we're on the radio, but every time I talk about the tree lighting, I knock my fists together as if I'm putting lights together. So
you have to do that.
Yeah.
You have to find two extension cords. It doesn't matter if they're plugged in anywhere, but you've got to.
I'm really dreading it in case you plug it in and it goes total Clark Griswold. And you're like, oh, okay, good job.
I've got a party to do at the University Center, so I'll have to miss the lighting. But what I'm out, I'll be able to see when there's this huge spotlight goes up in the middle of the air. I go, all right, Matt, lit the tree.
I'm hoping to take the Champions Club down and no light works in there, and it just all I take the power grid with me when I light the tree. So,
What's your favorite toy? I'm going to throw you on the spot here. Since we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about Christmas Past and Christmas Vacation, how it's the second greatest Christmas movie of all time behind Die Hard, in my opinion.
Come out to the coast, have a few laughs.
Yeah. What's a favorite Christmas toy that you ever got? And do you still own it?
Well, I mean, I got to preface this with, I was an only child.
Okay.
So you could probably just end it there.
All right. So you got lots of gifts.
Christmas around my house was like literally the birth of Jesus and people giving presents. So Sir Matthew would have plenty. So it was, I never wanted for much. Let's just put it that way. But I remember I got a Commodore 64.
Radar Rat Race.
And Smurfs.
Yeah.
And the Smurfs video game. And it was hard as crap to play. And I sat there and I kept playing. I never got anywhere. But that's one of the first ones I remember. And I remember getting stuff for an Atari. But outside of that, I don't think I remember all that much. Remote control cars was a big thing in my life, I remember, for a period of time. And then I played baseball, so I got baseball stuff.
We had the predecessor to the Commodore 64. We had the VIC 20.
Wow.
And that had some really cool games that were on there. And but I think my sister still owns that.
Oh. And see, I don't have any of it. Well, my mom, she was I wouldn't call her a hoarder. she certainly keeps some stuff from a long time ago. So
actually, that'll be a good Facebook post. We're going to put up, Sam, let's put up on our Facebook what your favorite toy was for Christmas. What do you have a favorite
Barbies.
Toy? Barbies?
American Girl dolls, you know.
Oh, those are the ones with the big eyes?
No.
Yeah,
no?
No,
okay.
They're like,
my daughter's
those are Bratz dolls.
Oh, that's Bratz. Okay.
Yeah. My daughter's into American Girl dolls. And I mean, those are about $1.50 a pop. Like, they ain't
like,
cheap.
Really?
Yeah, there's like, yeah.
They're pricey.
And pricey.
I know a buddy of mine, his son wants the Battle Buddy Darth Vader. And it's a 4 foot tall Darth Vader. And it's sound activated. So it's made for kids around that height. And they can go off and battle either against Darth Vader or with Darth Vader. Yeah. And I was like, I kind of want one of those.
Yeah.
You know, I always had tons of Star Wars stuff. I still have. Back when I was a kid, Sam, we had these big black things called records. And we didn't have VCRs. And so if you wanted to listen to a movie, you got the record. And so I still have the story of Star Wars. It's framed up in my office at home, but it's just great memories.
Yeah.
Christmas is just such a fun time. And what you guys have added in to make this time of the year just even more fun is just incredible. And I got to thank you.
Yeah, man. It was, like I said, it was something we've always wanted to do. And we look forward to seeing how this goes tonight, which I think is going to be great. And then building upon it next year.
Everything you've put your fingers on so far has been a home run. Matt, thank you so much for taking time to come in and talk with us. Let's head down to College Town and have a great night tonight.
Let's grab a Stein, buddy.